Chapter 14. Our first contact with the Torrens came during my shift. The teddy bears were still there when I woke up and replaced Doc Jones on guard. They'd gone back to their original formation, one in front of each guard position. The one who was waiting for me seemed a little larger than normal, but otherwise looked just like all the others. All the grass had been cropped where he was sitting, so he occasionally made forays to the left or right. But he always returned to sit right in front of me. You would say staring, if he had had anything to stare with. We had been facing each other for about 15 minutes when Cortez's voice rumbled, "All right, everybody, wake up and get hid." I followed instinct and flopped to the ground and rolled into a tall stand of grass. "Enemy vessel overhead." His voice was almost laconic. Strictly speaking, it wasn't really overhead, but rather passing somewhere east of us. It was moving slowly, maybe 100 clicks per hour, and looked like a broomstick surrounded by a dirty soap bubble. The creature riding it was a little more human-looking than the teddy bears, but still no prize. I cranked my image amplifier up to 40 log 2 for a closer look. He had 2 arms and 2 legs, but his waist was so small you could encompass it with both hands. Under the tiny waist was a large horseshoe-shaped pelvic structure nearly a meter wide, from which dangled 2 long, skinny legs with no apparent knee joint. Above that waist his body swelled out again to a chest no smaller than the huge pelvis. His arms looked surprisingly human, except that they were 2 long and under-muscled. There were too many fingers on his hands. Shoulderless, neckless. His head was a nightmarish growth that swelled like a goiter from his massive chest. 2 eyes that looked like clusters of fish eggs, a bundle of tassels instead of a nose, and a rigidly open hole that might have been a mouth sitting low down where his Adam's apple should have been. Evidently, the soap bubble contained an amenable environment, as he was wearing absolutely nothing except his ridged hide that looked like skin submerged 2 long in hot water, then dyed a pale orange. He had no external genitalia, but nothing that might hint of mammary glands. So we opted for the male pronoun by default.